We're going to do a little Shut Up and Eat with Joe Riccio. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing great. Hey, even though it's raining right now, I was thinking as I was driving up from Swanville through all the beautiful farm country where I live, there's a lot of great weather ahead. And with all that great weather ahead, people should go back to really honing the art of picnicking. I don't mean just making a sandwich and slapping on some mustard, but making a great picnic, which is something I love to do. And I was thinking about it because we just got all the pigs back in the freezer from the ones that used to be out in the pen. Yeah. If you're making Joe Riccio's greatest picnic, what are we going to have?
I'm going on a great picnic. Well, already I'm stressed about what I'm going to bring as far as, you know, what kind of cooler, you know, what kind of transportation devices, but I'm sure I can work all that out. I don't know. I think any picnic needs a couple tins of caviar, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
You know, caviar and I think a bag of kettle chips to put the caviar on.
I like that too.
You don't got to fuss with all the garnishes, bring some creme fraiche, whatever. Because you got to have champagne if you're going to be having a picnic outside.
Okay, I'm a Prosecco guy, but I can live with the champagne.
Oh, you got to have sparkling wine. How about that?
Okay.
You know, it's early. It's okay to have a $20 bottle instead of a $100 one. Doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, and then basically for me, it's whatever you can is manageable and you know, not going to make anything like the insects a problem. Yeah, personally, I don't like having picnics on the beach because I don't like the sand. The sand danger happening around me.
I'm with you.
After your caviar, I mean, I think that any decent sandwiches, obviously something, you don't want to start with something too moist. Like, you want something that's actually going to get a little bit better.
Right.
As it says, like, the best sandwich, I think, for a picnic could be like a muffaletta, like a New Orleans style. You know, something that's meant to really, like, the longer it kind of sits, the better the flavors kind of meld together. I prefer that over, like, the tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, let me ask you about this. What about Italian meats? I'm a big mortadella prosciutto kind of guy. Mixed in with say more traditional things, people might think like roast beef and chicken. I like to mix all that kind of stuff up. Is that just me, or are you on the same page?
You saying you mix them all up in the same sandwich?
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mortadella.
Yeah.
I mean, if people who don't like mortadella, I don't really trust those people. And I think they're lying also. I don't care. You know, they're like, it's like bologna. It's like,
yeah.
It's delicious. Who cares? Mortadella pretty much will go with anything. You can put your caviar on mortadella. I think that, you know, the chicken and roast beef, you know, and the prosciutto, it depends on, you know, where it's coming from. I'm just not a fan of most deli roast beef.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Around here, that kind of brown, dark. Like, I like my roast beef, like, rare. Like, paper thin, like, Massachusetts style.
Yeah. Nodding.
Yeah, you know, like, I need that going on. And for the chicken, again, I almost think that maybe on the side, like a little chicken and tarragon salad or something.
As a
side. Another good picnic item, by the way, that travels well is any kind of Israeli couscous.
Yes.
Like the bigger pearls.
Yep.
So they don't get soggy, but they just get, you know, you put some fresh herbs in there, maybe some dried fruit, nuts, and they just get better, you know, as they sit. And something that doesn't have to be hot, but also doesn't have to be super cold.
I love that whole wheat Israeli couscous with pesto.
And
I eat way too much of it when it happens. And then, you know, people always think about desserts and things like that, and they bring all these fancy pies. I'm up for sort of a simpler dessert. I don't know about you.
You shouldn't need any silverware or plate for the picnic dessert, I don't think.
Right.
You know? I think it should be like, personally, I'm fine with a bag of Oreo cookies, but whatever, you know.
Pepperidge Farm Thin Mints.
Truffle ball thing. Awesome. I'm not as particular about, a lot of people are more particular about their summery desserts. I mean, honestly, just some delicious, like, ripe plums and peaches. And I mean, that's all you really, you really need when you're, you know, outside. You can always later do something more involved. But, yeah, make some fresh whipped cream. All you do is put it in your KitchenAid mixer, whip it up, put some fresh vanilla bean in it, a little bit of confectionery sugar.
I can't beat that. You just cannot beat that. We're talking to Joe Riccio here on Shut Up and Eat on Downtown on a Friday afternoon. So if the other thing I always think is that if you're having a picnic and then it does what it's doing here in Bangor right now and you suddenly it rains on you, it's also got to be food you can eat in a car if you have to.
That's right. And I feel like anything you can eat outside, you're probably going to be able to eat in the car. Hopefully you've got at least a few glasses of sparkling wine in you before it starts raining.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're not driving the car, obviously. But yeah, I mean, personally, I mean, I guess I'm a bit of a princess, but I'd rather kind of eat in the car. Air conditioning in there, music, places to set things. I don't know. I'm into the. I like the idea of parking the car somewhere scenic and just calling it a picnic.
Oh yeah, I like to do that too. I am. My wife and I once had a great picnic out in Scudic that way, just sitting in the car looking at the ocean.
Yeah, so, why not? You know.
What have you got coming up for the weekend? And we got something coming up on TV for us?
Oh, I do not. I am working on, we've been discussing a long-going burger feature I've been doing for Downey's Magazine on the show. So this weekend is sort of my final, I got to get everything actually written up. I've done all the eating, and now it's the not as fun part of actually writing about all the burgers I had. But yeah, I'm doing that. I'm also working on a feature for Food and Wine magazine. They want an updated lay of the land about Portland. So I noticed what they had is about, looks like it's about 20 years old. So.
Yeah, a few things have happened in the last 6 months.
Yeah, there's a lot of things opening. So yeah, I think that's immediately on the radar. I like to leave things pretty open. My weeks are busy, so the weekend, you know, no plans, always best.
Well, Joe, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. Someday you'll have to come up to the farm and we'll take some of that pork out of the freezer and have a real festival.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
That's Joe Riccio. Thanks a lot, my friend.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.